Let's bring in the man who gives us all the facts and figures on the Eagles' upcoming game. He is, of course, the great Paul Hembekidis. Hembo from the ESPN Morning Show. Get up. Hembo, how are you feeling today?
Mikey Miss, I got to be honest. I was not ready for the first snowfall of the year. I don't know about you, man.
Yeah. What's the snow like up there?
I'm in lower Manhattan. We're getting good. I'm walking over here, and I see people slipping on the sidewalks and the snow brushing up against the bikes and everything else.
Yeah.
You
got any sleet out there? Any rain come through yet?
No. It's raining here. It'll be nice overnight, you know. When I'm walking to work at 3 in the morning. That'll hit me then.
What time do you get up, bro?
Alarm goes off at 3 o'clock. You get that 4 o'clock show meeting, you know? Living my best life.
I hope that's not draining for you. But you're still a young man. You're all good.
Not for long.
All right, let's look at this game, Hembo, because believe it or not, there's no interest here in Philadelphia. So let's extrapolate the data and see if they have a chance here. Now, the one thing the Eagles have done is time of possession, but it hasn't led to anything. Explain what's going on.
Yeah, so the Saints and the Eagles rank first and second, respectively, in time of possession this season. But that's really where the similarities end on offense. One item that has really ailed the Birds this season is their lack of big strike ability. They've only scored 3 touchdowns this season on drives of 5 or fewer plays after scoring 15 last season. The Saints already have 10 such touchdowns. That dynamic has resulted in a lot of empty drives for the Eagles. Philly has only scored on 36% of its drives this season. That ranks 23rd after ranking 7th in that statistic last season.
Why do you think that's happening? Well, you know, you followed his squad. Like, last year they had some injuries that they have overcome also. This year they have Jeffrey healthy, and they've got, you know, a tight end who's better. Well, why is it happening?
In my judgment, the biggest difference is the lack of a running game. Carson Wentz statistically has been outstanding, but without the consistent running game, the ability to sustain drives has not been there. But one thing that the Saints have done that remarkably well, they're scoring on 61% of their drives. That would shatter the all-time record. The Eagles are getting them at a bad time.
All right, let's look at the second thing. Apparently, the Eagles stopping a run is a myth.
Yeah, not a thing. So through week 5, the Eagles have the number one rush defense in the sport. But since then, the dam has broken, Mikey Miss. Since week 6, the Eagles are allowing 6.4 yards per rush. It's the highest rate in the league, and there are 2 reasons why that I can identify. One, they've created no push. The Eagles are allowing 3.8 yards per rush before contact in that span, the 3rd highest rate in the league. And secondly, they can't tackle either. They're allowing 2.7 yards per rush after contact in that span. That's the highest rate in the league. And considering the Saints are averaging 145 yards a game on the ground since Mark Ingram returned, I fully expect they'll look to exploit the Eagles in this area.
All right, here's another trouble spot for the Eagles, because this is a great quarterback, and they have to face probably the most underrated wideout in the league. The statistics are mind-boggling to me. They may be historic. I don't know. That's your category. But tell me about Michael Thomas and Drew Brees and the percentage they're hooking up with.
These guys are ridiculous. So the Eagles are without Ronald Darby moving forward, and his absence will be felt right away. And that's because the Drew Brees to Michael Thomas connection has been nearly unstoppable. And candidly, I don't know how the Eagles intend to cover him. Brees is 77 of 86, a completion percentage of 89.5%.
That's unbelievable.
With Hardy Thomas.
Seriously, that's got to be historic.
It would be the highest mark for any quarterback receiver duo with at least 25 targets in the last 15 seasons. Well, this is unbelievable. And Thomas is almost impossible to stop wherever he lines up on the field. He has 100 plus receiving yards from 4 different position groups where he lines up.
Who was this good 15 years ago?
That's what I gotta know. 15 years is like as long back as we can track it. Not like, my guess is that this would be the highest rate of all time. There's just no way for us to know.
89.5%. All right. The Eagles, 8.5, I just looked at it.
Yeah.
Underdog. And we were speculating during the way, I knew you'd come up with this. We're speculating how can a defending Super Bowl champion be an 8.5-point underdog to anybody the following year? It is very rare, isn't it?
It is almost without precedent. The last time a defending Super Bowl champion was an 8 or more point underdog came in the 1999 season. Mikey missed the Broncos. The season after John Elway retired, were a 9-point dog against the 11-1 Jaguars in week 14. Okay, and though Doug Peterson has never been a touchdown underdog as a head coach, there is a silver lining for whatever it's worth. In the Super Bowl era, 27 different coaches have coached at least 50 games as a touchdown favorite. Sean Payton's winning percentage in those games is the lowest among all of them.
Wow. All right, and finally, let's get to this, because I don't know, could this be skewed by the fact that this division stinks and they could still survive and win this with a 9-7 record? But under the current playoff format, when you go 4-6, you don't make the playoffs.
You don't,
right? You just don't make them.
The importance of this game should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Under the current playoff format, dating to 1990, 27% of 5-5 teams go on to make the playoffs. But only 12 of 159 teams to start 4-6 did so. That's 7.5%. But given what you said about the division, our football power index views the Eagles a bit more favorably than history. They give them a 35% chance to get into the playoffs with a win, 19% with a loss.
I don't feel like they're going to win this game. I'll ask you, and you balance this with your fandom with the reality. Could they sweep the NFC East, leaving the Texans as the key game of the season to get to 9-7?
I'd give them somewhere in the neighborhood of a 1-4 or 1-5 chance of doing so. I think the stats would indicate as such. They might be an individual favorite in each of those games. Probably not in Dallas after the way they shellacked us last week. But there's a reasonable chance they could sweep it and make that Texans game the key. But you also have to throw in the fact that you had that Rams game in there too. You have no margin for error for a slip up if you end up losing in New Orleans. And I can't find someone who thinks the Eagles are going to win this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to beat the Rams either. But the rest of them, no. If they win, it's 9-7. They may win a tie break.
Ifs and buts, you know, candies and nuts.
Hembo, always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Go back to the hoops, bro.
All right, man. Here he is.